You made Bein HaMetzarim are the days between 2 days of sins, Chet HaMeraglim and Chet HaEgel. The Gros says that at Maimed Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, Nasa k'neged Esav and Nishma k'neged Yishmael. Nasa is an act Klal Yisrael said we will do, but not like Esav, who has their own koach ha'asiya, and we will listen, which is a function of a heart, unlike Yishmael, who has a distorted relationship with Hashem. With Chet HaEgel, we lost the protection of the Nasa, as the Chet was the act, but not the heart. The act of getting close to Hashem by means of something which was not commanded. That was the Chet. With the Chet HaMeraglim, we lost the protection of Nishma, as by this Chet, the Chet was belayed. They projected an image that Hashem hates them. Therefore, with this Chet, they lost the protection of Nishma. Perhaps this is the reason why we are so vulnerable to our enemies in these days, as we lost the protection of Nasa and Nishma, thereby giving Esav and Yishmael more power in these days. That's perhaps another reason into the name Yemei Bein HaMetzarim, we became narrower, and Esav and Yishmael are more powerful in these days. To regain today the Nasa is difficult, as one, we are not allowed to be most of mitzvahs, and secondly, most of the mitzvahs cannot be performed as we lost the Beis HaMikdash. See the Musaf prayers, Ein Anachni Cholim La'asos Chavoseinu. However, the Nishma part is not restricted, and in this domain a person can expand with no restrictions, as the Shulchan Aruch says, She'yu Kol Ma'aseh L'Shem Shamayim. An example of this expansion is found in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Kol ha-ma'anigis ha-shabbos nosin lo nachla b'li mitzorim. By expanding the Nishma, you get an expansion in properties, mida k'neged mida. But why is Nishma specifically k'neged Yishmael? Isn't Yishmael getting close to Hashem like Esav through acts which they are not commanded? First of all, I thank you for the Dvar Torah. It's very interesting. And obviously what the Gros says, Yishmael is Nishma because in his name is Yishma. And Esav is Osri, Maase, Osa. And therefore he's connected the Naase. Esav was over all these Averas, Gili Arayish, Vichas Domim, Avorizara. And even though he makes himself look like a tzaddik, but his actions are show that differently. Yishmael, on the other hand, what Sarah saw in Yishmael was not open sins. He was mitzachek. His whole attitude was one that would lead to these actions, but it came from his attitude. So it could be that's the idea, the difference between Yishmael and Esav.